But me, the servants of the harrow, saw not, but as a bow of varying colours on the hills. Terribly raged the horses. Satan astonished, and with power above his control, compelled the gnomes to curb the horses, and to throw banks of sand around the fiery flaming harrow in labyrinthine forms, and brooks between to intersect the meadows in their course. The harrow cast thick flames. Jehovah thundered above. Chaos and ancient night fled from beneath the fiery harrow. The harrow cast thick flames, and orbed us round in concave fires. A hell of our own making. See, its flames still gird me round. Jehovah thundered above. Satan in pride of heart drove the fierce harrow among the constellations of Jehovah, drawing a third part in the fires of stubble north and south, to devour Albion and Jerusalem, the emanation of Albion, driving the harrow in pity's paths. 'Twas then, with our dark fires which now gird round us, O eternal torment, I formed the serpent of precious stones and gold, turned poisons on the sultry wastes. The gnomes in all that day spared not. They cursed Satan bitterly, to do unkind things in kindness, with power armed to say the most irritating things in the midst of tears and love. These are the stings of the serpent. Thus did we by them, till thus they in return retaliated, and the living creatures maddened. The gnomes laboured, I weeping hid in Satan's inmost brain. But when the gnomes refused to labour more, with blandishments I came forth from the head of Satan. Back the gnomes recoiled, and called me sin, and for a sign portentous held me. Soon day sank, and Palamabron returned. Trembling I hid myself in Satan's inmost palace, of his nervous fine-wrought brain. For Illinitria met Satan, with all her singing woman, terrific in their joy, and pouring wine of wildest power. They gave Satan their wine. Indignant at the burning wrath, wild with prophetic fury, his former life became like a dream. Clothed in the serpent's folds, in selfish holiness demanding purity, being most impure, self-condemned to eternal tears, he drove me from his inmost brain, and the doors closed with thunder's sound. O divine vision, who didst create the female to repose the sleepers of Beulah, pity the repentant Luetha. My sick couch bears the dark shades of eternal death, enfolding the spectre of Satan.